Welcome once again to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast, a podcast where a group of nerds and improvisers and comedians play through the Star Wars RPG by Fantasy Flight Games. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Before we get going with the podcast today, I just wanted to remind you all that we will be broadcasting live on Twitch going forward, beginning April 1st, and then every other Friday after that, we will be on twitch.tv/savingthrowshow. You can find us there 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time until 11 p.m. So tune in, join us, and follow all of our adventures live before they get released as a podcast later on. In our last episode, the crew returned to the Rebellion with information that showed that Jand O'Donna, leader of the military wing of the Rebels, was in charge of a terroristic plot against the Wookiee Life Day. Now, inside the under-construction Rebel flagship, Tamiya, Quintel, Bosley, and P9L attempt to bring Jand O'Donna to justice.
Here we go!
I understand you have very important information for Jand O'Donna. Would he be played by security chief?
Oh, security chief.
Well, why don't we roll for it? We could just roll for it. Let me get my...
Like a construction guy named Carl.
Yeah, Hey. Blue-collar worker.
We're not done yet, but you guys can hang out.
I'm the security chief.
He moved his way up from you know, securing the groceries market. Yeah.
Now he's working for the Rebellion.
Now he's working as a lead security officer.
Yeah, a lot of room for growth there in the Rebellion.
They promote from within. Right back. So, I think I got to make a judgment call, too. I think I got to know... I trust White Squadron leader, and I don't trust the security officer guy.
Crocodile Dundee?
Oh, I'm all over this. Okay, yeah, I got a great Australian accent.
There you go. Wow.
And it's so excited all the time. Oh, that's actually the Crocodile Hunter. But still, that's what I'm doing.
That's fine.
Crocodile Dundee, is he a bit more laid back?
Yeah, he's way more laid back.
He's like a hippie, yeah.
He's more like a hippie, he's more laid back.
Yeah.
Right, everyone, here we are. I've got you covered. Sorry about all the mishaps. I know I took down your shields, but we gotcha. We'll fix them right up. No problem. So, shall we go to Jan? Everyone down with that? We'll go to Jan Del Donna. Another way. Okay.
As Crocodile Dundee leads you in. Thank you so much, at Barbzor. Barbzor.
Barbzor. Always,
so many great suggestions.
Three R's on that. Wow.
Yeah. B-A-R-B-Z-O-R-R-R.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you. Good fan. Great fan of the podcast. Oh. Thank you so much.
Okay. Good fan.
Crocodile Dundee leads you guys along with...
Wait, we weren't...
Oh, okay.
We didn't want to go to Jandal.
We got a plan here.
Yeah, yeah. So we're screen. Take back the screen wipe. It screen wipes back the other.
Rewind. We just grab the wipe. We're like, whoa, hold on a second.
And Tamiya says, hold on. White Squadron leader, may I please speak with you?
You mean me? Skunk Bano.
That's exactly who I mean.
Dude, why is he saying his own name?
Is there another White Squadron leader?
He's really into himself.
Okay, so I actually want to take him aside and not let Crocodile Dundee here.
Great, that sounds good.
What are you wearing now?
I'm okay, good question. I'm wearing, like, imagine Starbucks. She's, like, in space gear. It's, like, pretty casual. She's not, no pomp and circumstance. She's like, kind of relieved from all the visions that she was seeing at the last encounter, and she's ready to just down to business. She's in space gear. She's in...
I like it. So, like, we're talking, like, Princess Leia when she's on Endor.
Yeah, like the vest and yeah.
Just not fucking around anymore.
Yeah, a little bit of a cape or a poncho. Girl is ready to
down to biz. Right.
I'm with you.
She could replace the power converter. I don't know.
She's good.
She could do some space shit. Okay, so you guys have the hologram. And while I pull him aside.
Let's go to the bathroom.
What's up?
Excuse ourselves.
We're not quite ready to go to Jand O'Donna.
You need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we just got here. You know, like, our bathroom doesn't work. It's kind of crappy in there.
Yeah, we'd like a bit of...
You ever been in a fire spray?
Oh, I understand. Say no more.
Mm. And we have a toilet on board.
She's the worst.
Oh, lucky. Yeah.
Miga?
She's coming down this ramp right as you say that. She goes... Oh, she turns around and goes back.
Maybe you could find your personnel, maybe HR person to help find her.
Oh, good. Okay. That's what you wanted us to do. Of course. Yeah. Now, come on, let's go see Jen Dodona.
Actually, we do need to go to the bathroom real bad. Real bad.
Yeah.
We all have to go together. It's a like weird ship thing, cabin fever.
He looks at all you guys and goes, fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great.
Go to the bathroom. That's fine. Please.
You're being weird.
You're being weird. No. You're being weird.
Okay, so everyone's going to the bathroom. Can I come along or what?
Do your droid needs to go to the bathroom too?
He's programmed to follow us.
He's
around.
A bodyguard. He's got to come.
You know, we get really nervous in there. He makes us feel secure.
So you guys
flow easily.
Screen wipe to
the bathroom.
The urinals. Mm-hmm. Your heads are all hunched together over
I
there.
I actually did need to pee.
Okay.
Tinker with him so we can put the hologram thingy in him, right?
It's a P9L.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to use him. We're going to tinker him so that we can build so that he has a hologram projector thingy in him.
Yeah.
And then we can put the
Do you know who needs to see this? Princess Leia.
She would love this.
Yeah. Is she on the ship?
Yes. Well, that's a good question.
Is she?
We don't really know.
Who are you asking?
Let's get P9L to plug into...
Yeah, get him in a port and scan who's on the ship.
We're in the bathroom right now. Well, one thing at a time. Are you guys putting the holographic projector into him?
Yeah, we want to do that.
So while we go do this meeting, he can go somewhere else.
Into the central
wouldn't
computer.
It be better to just have him, like...
I want to broadcast.
To one person.
No, I want to... Well, the most important is Princess Leia, but if it were broadcast, I think it's worth the risk. Jan Daldana is...
A bitch.
An invasive.
Going down.
What if you think misinterpreted something?
Yes, that person could be lying.
Yeah, who's going to trust a hut?
Well, these are all very good questions. So just to lay everything out, you guys are installing a holographic projector into P9L.
Mm-hmm.
In the men's room?
Yes.
Yes.
Of the space station. I'm going to do mechanics check. There's going to be quite a few setbacks on it just because you're in
I have
room.
A toolkit.
That helps.
That was one of my
tools. You're also doing this under the guise of going to the bathroom, so you're trying to do it really quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say just two purple, because you guys, this is probably a pretty basic task, but I'm going to give you guys, it would be three black setback die.
Do we get anything for working on it together?
Hold hands? Bonus?
I'll give you guys a free upgrade for working on it together. So turn one of your green into a yellow.
That was a pretty creative maneuver to get to the bathroom, I think.
Wait, Tamara, are you in the same bathroom with them?
Mm-hmm.
Skunk is definitely standing there going, as all three of you guys and the droid all file into the men's room.
Oh, no, she's got both. It's okay.
We're in the same
spot. I just say, you ever hear, you don't shit where you eat? I eat in the ladies' room.
Wow.
I like that one. He goes... gives you the real weird face. You guys go in there. Okay, give me mechanics check. So I'm just giving you two purple, three black setback.
Okay, whoa. I have two tinkers also. I don't know how that really affects things.
Good, so that is definitely designed for installing like shit like this into a droid.
Okay, I have two of those.
You've got two of those. Okay, I'm going to take two black setback die off for your two ranks in tinkerer.
Okay.
So it's just going to be two purple and one black.
Two purple and one black.
Who's doing the mechanics skill and who's
assisting?
Mine's hard because I remove a setback die.
So it's just going to be...
I think... No. Here's what... Well, no, never mind. That's great.
No. Tell me more.
No.
Why am I doing this wrong?
What are you doing?
What am I doing wrong?
I feel like you have to choose one or the other to remove the setback die. Like,
that's
if he's
true.
Doing it, then he gets -2. If you do it...
Okay,
so I think he should do it to remove the setback die, even though it's a lower mechanics roll.
I give Tamaya a swirl in the bathroom.
And we're doing the handhold.
This isn't Tamaya.
If you're doing the handhold...
This is Crocodile Dundee.
If you're doing the handhold, we'll see. Did you already do that?
I want to do a light side point, too.
Great, and I'm going to do a dark side point.
Really?
Because we're doing handhold, too.
Handhold.
Okay.
So what are you rolling up?
So right now I'm rolling four yeller, one red, one purple, and one black.
Easy. Four triumph.
You better get this.
Oh my god!
You failed!
With a despair and...
And like a bunch of advantage.
We're full holding
And five though. Advantage. Dick in a box.
God damn it! God damn it!
You don't even get the hologram to project in P9L.
We get an advantage.
Go straight
a really
to
big advantage.
Leia.
So
we get a lot of advantage.
So you guys are really hurriedly trying to do this in the men's room, and like you hear a guy starting to come in. And you're like, oh shit, we're like... Elbow deep in P9L's guts, and P9L's just standing there looking straight.
Gross!
Both arms way up instead of his chest cavity, and
oh my gosh.
Wires hanging out.
And the gutty works.
Yeah, and he's just standing there real normal. Skung and Crocodile Dundee both come in, going like, yeah, no, everyone's talking about going to the bathroom, I really have to go too. And then, like, turn and then just see the three of you guys hunched around the droid. doing all sorts of crazy shit.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Oh, no.
Okay, so then...
Immediately, and so that's despair, is they're immediately convinced that they're already kind of iffy with the whole fire spray thing, and there's no record. Immediately think that you guys are plotting something.
Okay, what if this is the moment I become force sensitive?
Here's,
we can just turn on the projector.
I'll take like 5 purple, but it's a chance.
Look, I have a suggestion for the advantage.
Yeah.
That Princess Leia also is on the ship and becomes aware that we've landed.
5 advantage is a huge amount of advantage. So I would say that could be legitimate. I would also say if you want to spend 5 advantage to try and become force sensitive,
oh my gosh,
okay,
cool would
that
be?
I want that.
But it's only going to be an attempt, so then I think you're going to have to roll.
Right.
I'm down with that 5 purple against your...
You're going to suddenly Jedi mindfuck them?
Kind of.
Don't have to go to the bathroom.
What kind of... That'd be a really fucked up Jedi mind trick to be doing.
This is pee their pants.
You don't have to go to the bathroom. I guess I don't.
I guess I poop my pants.
Feels like I do.
Oh, no. What am I rolling?
What would the skill be?
With me.
Well, we're in uncharted territory here, Grav. I like it, though. I like that we're going here. I think it would have to be related to the force power you're trying to use. If your ability is to misdirect people, so deceit would make a lot of sense for that one. Or it would take discipline is commonly associated with force powers.
I don't think any of those are
great for you.
Yeah, none of these are great for me. That's why it's a super hard check.
There's still a chance you could pass it, though. I mean, you just rolled 4 yellow and failed on a pretty minor roll.
Oh, boy.
If you succeed, I will give you... You will now have force powers.
I cannot
powers.
Believe we failed.
If I succeed, I become a Jedi.
But it spends all of your advantage. Yeah. Is everyone on board with that?
Well, what was the other plan we had?
That Princess Leia also becomes aware that we're on board.
I know, but how does she find us?
Maybe she walks into the bathroom.
The men's
maybe
bathroom.
Maybe she makes her way down to the hangar.
Going, saying the exact same thing to Maya was saying.
She comes in and high fives you.
So you don't share.
You want to go next door and have some lunch?
I'm kind of curious to see if you could succeed on becoming force sensitive. I like this idea that rolling a ton of advantage gives you a small chance to activate the force spark within you.
It's quite a gamble.
Hey, I got a screen wipe in store.
All right, let's do it.
Despair. Who cares? Let's do it.
Come on, girl. All right. So this is the best thing that could happen.
I will get a boost die because it's clever.
Okay. You're succeeding already. Okay, so what are you rolling total there?
And we got a drink, right?
So I guess it'll be 2 green, but I upgrade 1 to yellow. So 1 yellow, 1 green.
The hell? What is this shitty roll? What is this shitty roll?
I told him it had to be pretty bad because...
Well, what the goddamn shit is this roll?
It's just 2 green.
Of what? What is it?
It doesn't matter. All of them are 2 green.
Everything you have?
I'm not a social person.
Can't you pilot your way into the force?
If I can...
Is that force push?
What is that first one? I like that one. Astrogation.
Force gaze?
What about coordination?
All of a sudden he jumps really high.
Does a cartwheel.
Perception.
Not for what you're trying to do here.
He goes, oh my god. Okay, fine. This seems fair.
I don't think it should be
super
easy to get this.
It's gotta be far-fetched.
Yeah, that's fine. All right.
Thanks. Here we go. So we got 5 purple against a green, a boost, and a yellow.
All right, come
on.
The
force awakens in the women's restroom.
No, we're in the men's restroom.
Next to the urinals.
I eat in the women's restroom.
That's right.
Shame eat.
Purple.
All right, this is...
As you come up to Crocodile Dundee and go, you don't need to go to the bathroom.
Okay, listen. I may need to go to the bathroom.
Let's see what happens.
Here we
roll
go.
Up.
Here
just
we
big
go.
Roll.
Here
big
we
roll.
Go.
Big roll.
Okay.
Really close.
Oh, so close.
One
failure
on that 5 purple.
All right. So you do not gain access to the force. No, I do need to go to the bathroom.
So yeah, no force power for you, but
no worries.
Maybe again sometime next time would be fine. Yes, this one's mine. Would you like a little?
Yeah,
I would like
this shitty beer that everyone fucking hates.
I actually like it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, over time.
Yeah,
it just takes
like
when you first start, you're like,
I need to split that up.
It's like you get a +1%.
Oh, it smells great.
Taste it first.
Trader Joe's is good stuff.
It looks like a Guinness.
Every time, just gulp it down.
No, this isn't the worst.
It's not smell it.
No.
Nobody
said it was the worst.
The cereal number
tasted different.
Yeah.
It's BB. It starts with BB.
But I think that's Best Buy. Okay, our vintage ale is a rich, dark, and full-bodied ale with a fine and generous coffee-colored beige foam. It's ready to enjoy right away. And you may also wish to sell her a few bottles. Does anyone wish to sell her a few bottles?
Yeah. Sell her a few bottles? Mm-hmm.
It will evolve.
Sell who a few bottles?
Sell
her.
It will evolve interestingly well, developing more complex flavors as the years go by. As well.
You can't prove that. You can't prove that.
All right.
Liar.
Let's drink.
But I'm into it. This tastes delicious, you guys.
Force slumbers on.
Did not awaken.
That's right. The Force joins Migo in the
Force slumbers, isn't it?
Okay.
We cut to you guys being forced into the room by Skung and
Crocodile.
What is the room?
Oh yeah, what is his name?
His name is Crikey Mishiman.
Crikey Mishiman.
Okay, so Crikey and Skung.
Crikey.
You guys are bound. Your hands are bound with binders, as you guys are brought to command room of none other than General Jandodonna.
So what is that? What's up P9L as far as like his usability with his, like, because we were in mid adjustment to him.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of parts just kind of hanging, dangling.
But he's like.
And who has a hologram?
In a lab?
We left him in the bathroom? Or?
Is it attached to P9L?
It's just like it's a wire still hanging free and it's just partially connected. You guys are just taken away before he could do anything else. Door slides open. It's just like a regular office. It's not super grand or anything like that. Regular desk piled up with lots and lots of papers. Jandodonna looking real stressed out, working on stuff. But, you know, slightly spacey. Looks up, his gray head. Goes up, what's the meaning of this? What? You're back!
You remember us.
You sound surprised to see us.
That's right, Jan. We're back.
I hadn't heard that you'd arrived in system. I had orders to let me know as soon as you came in.
Well, we just got here, had to go to the bathroom. Long story.
They were messing around with... This is Skung. They were messing around with this droid. It looks like they were trying to do something sinister.
He's potty training. We were just trying to help.
What do you mean? What's going on here? What did you find on the Hutt homeworld?
Before we answer your questions, we have a few questions of our
own. We have an important secret message for Princess Leia.
We want our lawyer. Princess Leia.
Do you want me to throw him in the brig, General?
No. Did we not save Kashyyyk from the Imperials? Did we not?
It's true, men. These are heroes. Take the binders off of them. I trust them with my life.
Oh.
Huh.
Okay. all right. Jan, I think it would be...
What did you find on the Hutt homeworld?
We have a direct message for Princess Leia, and I think she needs to be in this room before we divulge that information. It's quite sensitive.
It's important.
I'll be happy to. She's currently, however, with my aide, Clara...
Above Wood.
Clara Above Wood, being briefed on an important matter regarding the final day of Wookiee Life Day. You, of course, realize that Wookiee Life Day is a 12-day-long celebration.
Of course we realize this.
Of course, of course. Yes,
the reason we realize this is because we wanted to go there and celebrate it. And
today is, of course, the eve of Life Day, the most important day of the Life Day events.
Well, we'd love to make our way back to Kashyyyk and settle it.
Settle the planet of Kashyyyk?
And settle... You know what? Hey, Jan. I really was trying to make it a relaxing 12 days for myself. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take a break. It was my vacation. I gotta tell you, not one moment has been relaxing. I gotta tell you.
It's been a weird weekend.
You don't go to Nalhutta and come back unscathed.
The issue is, what happened on Kashyyyk? Were you able to uncover the man behind all of this, terroristic attack?
As far as we know, Padak was making his way on his own.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, I know it doesn't, but we're all very important people. Now, where's Princess Leia? Get her in here.
If you insist, I can try and call her. Claire! She's not responding. Bob, Princess Leia! Princess Leia, are you there?
Claire?
Is it okay? Claire, should we go check on him?
No, I'm sure. I trust Claire with my life as well. She's been with us for years at this point. And
I know, so she's not answering.
Aid. Yeah, Crocodile points out that there's a holographic projector dangling from P9L's.
Hi, guys. Look, there's a fucking holographic projector coming over that droid in his genitals area.
It is. It's in his genitals.
It's dangling there along his balls.
That's right. I forgot to point out that it was... Yeah, it's his genitals. You were still in it too. That was the despair.
I didn't notice it at first because every droid's got genitals hanging there, but this one's got a specific kind of genitals.
An unusual...
I recognize it as a holographic projector.
Skung reaches over and pokes P9L's genitals in a hologram projects.
Oh, it does.
Or I guess you lunge for him, but he's too late and... Sidosa shows up and does this whole thing about... Implicates General Jandodonna.
implicates Dan the Dark.
I hit me, I know.
I
does the whole like,
I spark my lightsaber.
What are you trying to protect me from here? I don't understand. You're saying that this has been traced back to me? Absurd, that's impossible.
Well,
what game are you playing?
What game are you playing?
I pull out my pearl hand and blastle and point at the general.
Whoa.
I should have known better than an ex-imperial officer who worked on the Death Star. I see. Oh. This is an inside plot to overthrow the rebellion, isn't it?
Whoa. Look, I didn't pull out my weapon. That's him. He's the weirdo here.
You were messing around with that droid. Falsified holograms, no doubt. Wait a minute. Claire?
You falsify a hologram there, hot.
Yeah.
What do we
say? That's me, Anzo.
You are the one who scheduled our stay on Kashyyyk. I didn't spend any time on the comm. You are the one who had access to the comm controls, Claire.
Whoa.
You are the one who must have ordered that attempt.
Oh, shit.
What?
Where's Princess Leia right now?
Oh, she's our ship player. Why should she need to be? What does that mean? Tell us where she is.
Claire, where are you?
I'm on the third level in the conference room.
She's lied. She's not in the conference room at all. According to this, she's at the helm.
I'm at the helm.
Where's Princess Leia? You have her hostage, don't you?
Maybe!
She's very unsure of herself.
Claire, this isn't like you at all.
No, you're right. I'm normally this direct. I have Princess Leia hostage and you're all going down. I'm directing the ship directly to Darth Vader. I know everything.
And then the entire ship shakes. As all the thrusters fire on the ship.
Mark,
get some Dutch angles on camera.
Exactly as planned.
Is that right? I have no idea.
The perfect. You're killing it.
Oh no, he says, turning off the intercom. Claire, I trusted her with everything, with my life, with the most sensitive information.
I can still hear you.
I thought I turned that off. Let me just—that's the button. I'm sorry. The new fangled technology. I'm an old man. She has Princess Leia hostage, and she's driving this ship who knows where. We have to stop her! Will you three, Skung and Crikey,
what was the last name again?
Rishaman. Mishaman.
Mishaman.
Crikey Mishaman, Skung Bano, and the three of you, Bosley, Quintel, and Tamiya.
And every and other guard on the ship. Right?
These are all the gods on the ship.
What kind of operation is this?
What are you doing here on this underdeveloped ship?
Real quick,
was supposed to be able to get past the A-Wing. So
I'm to my head now. Which weapons are functional on this ship at this time?
None of them.
Great. And who's firing at us? The Imperials?
No one's firing. Sorry, that was, you were shook because the engines were turned on the ship right now.
I see. Okay.
And it's like scaffolding's hooked into it. And we get a long shot of the ship's engines firing, and you start to tear away from all the scaffolding that's built up.
I'm taking the ship directly into the sun!
We have to get to the helm immediately and stop her!
Let's go!
Let's get
to
up.
The helm!
Oh. Okay. What is the Japanese? Kamikaze! Is that it? Kamikaze?
Yeah, kamikaze. Yeah. I'm gonna kamikaze this one. Yeah, right into the sun.
Hmm.
If it makes it that far, because already it's starting to shake and break up.
Yes!
Which sun?
Yes!
So, the helm's that way, he says. Skung! Crikey!
Let's do it.
Let's go! Everyone, follow me!
Boogie!
You guys go charging down. You guys are running down this hallway. Super long hallway shot. And then right as you guys reach the helm, big blast doors are sealed in front of you. Crikey gets up there and starts hitting the button. Beeper, beeper, beeper.
Yeah, go. Open.
Beeper.
Open.
Beeper.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Crikey, I don't think it's working.
No, one more go.
She's locked it from the inside.
What kind of army is this? What is happening?
Oh, just let me press the button one more time.
He's our head of security, and I'm the leader of White Squadron.
How is that possible?
No, I was promoted very quickly after they saw my skills outside of a marketplace.
Oh, no.
That's true.
We're losing this war.
I was defending the public and scaring off anyone who was a shoplifter. And checking receipts like it was my job.
Paul Blart of Star Wars?
Show me your receipt. Ah, that was pretty good. And then I had a highlighter and I would highlight if you checked out. I didn't do it either, yeah.
We have to get through this door, Crikey!
Alright, one more press button. Bloop, bloop. Oh, shit.
I want to make it.
The entire ship shakes again, even as you approach the panel, and there's a spontaneous decompression of this hallway that you're in, as the entire... So it's, you know how there's that really long, thin middle quarter? That's where you guys are. And you can see way down to the end where the rear part of the ship begins to break away.
Oh, shit.
And the pole part you're in starts to tilt down about 45 degrees. So all of a sudden this flat quarter turns into a long slope into open black space.
Oh, my gosh. Does that affect the gravity?
No, gravity's fine.
It affects us breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the air is going to rush. Luckily, it's a really large corridor. Okay. The air is going to run out.
Okay, I think my method is working.
All right, I'm going to get my comm link out and start hacking this door.
Okay. Sounds good. So you jump on the door. Everyone is going to have to spend 2 strain on each of their turns just to kind of like stay in place and not slide out. Wind is rushing past you. And at that point,
do I have a grenade? I want to maybe.
If you don't have one listed, I will take a discipline check.
Okay.
Or you can spend one of your light side points.
What are you grenade for?
To blow up the door.
Destiny less point. Explosions. That's what I mean. These are destiny points.
No more.
So I can use a destiny point to perform a utility belt incidental, produce a previously undocumented item or weapon from a tool belt or satchel.
That's exactly what you can do. You can pull a grenade out of your satchel.
Well, I was thinking about pulling out the key to the door.
You are a kleptomaniac.
Why does no one have keys to the door?
Here's the problem. The door's been locked from the inside. She's barricaded it. I like that idea. I want to say yes to it.
I pull out like a hacker, a door hacker.
Data breaker. Perfect.
Yeah.
A data breaker.
You pull that out. Yeah, you can slap that on the door and it just starts automatically running through codes to crack it open. But it just basically is going to give you guys 3 boost on your roll to crack through this door. Are you still the one doing the roll? But you have to spend your destiny point to do that?
I have to do a destiny point to do that.
Boom.
So we have to drink.
Everybody
dark.
Drink.
All dark. All the time. All dark.
Crikey.
Let's open up the...
Open it up. Let's get the...
What you guys do? Yeah, do you want to do the IPA or the almond sparkling wine?
Almond sparkling wine. I'm really curious about that. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Probably there was.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, so we've got an almond sparkling wine made in Almond Orchard in California.
Beautiful.
So you get your data breaker on there. No, side panel opens up even as you guys throw the data breaker on there.
Side panel?
Or I'm sorry, like a side passage, like a utility door. It doesn't lead to the helm. What it leads to is droid storage and a bunch of protocol droids and astromech droids come.
What's an astromech droid?
R2-D2.
Okay.
Come out. But their eyes are red as they come out and they go, kill intruders, kill intruders, kill intruders.
What? They can't kill us.
They're just
protocol droids.
They
wouldn't
really be very good at it, but...
Yeah, protocol droids.
They can just tase us or something.
Scum goes, what's wrong with those droids? Programming's been overridden.
Oh, shit. We've got more to deal with, folks.
And with that, one of the protocol droids lunges forward, grabs onto Scum's legs... He loses his grip, tumbles head over head down the 45-degree slope, and he's pulled out of the airlock.
That was amazing and scary.
That so scared me.
Good. Sucked out into space.
Along with a protocol droid?
Yeah, and the protocol droid. But there's still like 4 of them.
I know, everyone! This is so terrible!
Can me tell P9L to use his... Doesn't he have the auto blaster thing that we can kind of like do a wipe?
Whoa!
Whoa, Ben!
That is interesting.
Well, good. It tastes like nuts. Nuts wine?
I've never tasted a wine like that. It definitely tastes... It tastes completely different from that beer.
It smells weird.
Yeah, it does smell funky.
Anyway, Brano is pulled out, like, tumbles 300 feet out into open space.
No, we barely knew you.
I didn't even establish your personality.
Nice, Gong. All right, well, more promotions for me.
And back to the door.
Open.
Come on. We know you want to. Beep, beep, beep. Button. Look, guys, I'm doing the best I can.
We need to figure out who goes first here. So everybody give me a cool check to see how horribly freaked out you are.
Oh, I've got some good cool.
I'm cool as shit.
How many security droids are?
Oh, my fucking
Holy shit, you're way cooler than me.
I got 5.
Damn.
3.
I thought I was cool as shit.
You're not.
And they only get 1. Okay, so what was the order here? 5, 3,
2.
2, and then so the droid's gonna go last. So Tamiya,
P9 only need a roll, or is that like a my roll thing?
I guess he's following you now. So yeah, we'll go on your account.
Okay.
Okay. And he still is kind of blank, so you can tell him what to do. So first thing, Tamiya, take 2 strain or slide back from the door as you slide down this.
I'm gonna take 2 strain.
Okay. The air is rushing past you guys still as, and things are getting colder now as like environmental controls fail. Red lights start going on the whole length. Woot, 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 woot. And you feel the ship continue to like slant down more and more.
I'm not good at fighting. So what I want to do is use a grenade to blow up the door.
Great. These guys are right by it, I think, both of them.
Oh, no, don't want to do that.
We're using the data breaker.
Protocol droids.
Yeah, that's our problem.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a reasonable suggestion. So these protocol droids are kind of on all fours on the ground. C-3PO type one.
So dark.
And are just like crawling their way up.
Oh, that's like zombies. Walking dead.
Stop, interlopers. Stop, interlopers.
Good old curveball boutique going.
I'm going to throw a grenade at the protocol droids.
All you need is 2 purple.
Okay.
Against
a yellow and a green.
And you've got, since they're like down below you.
And they're crawling, great.
Yeah, it's going to be an easy throw. Yes.
All right, 5.
Oh, but I've got nothing but dark side points.
Then I will also use a light.
Bastards.
Not going to.
Pretty good.
Another despair!
But it's a success!
Loving it.
Oh, it's a 2 success, 3rd advantage. 2 success and a despair.
Is it a stun grenade or is this a frag grenade?
Ooh, I want it to be... Well, what I want it to be is a frag grenade.
It's a frag grenade. Okay, so you chuck this thing down. There's like a red light flashes and then goes off. So total of 10 points of damage.
They all die.
Definitely blows the hell out of...
Yeah, what's the radius?
Yeah, there's probably at least 2 guys close to him because they're all kind of coming out together at this narrow opening. 2 of the C-3PO types and 1 of the R2-D2 types, their little red eyes, get blasted away. Bam! Hit the rear wall, hit the sloping floor, roll down, tumbling off into space. Despair? Gosh, it's a grenade and you're already venting air. I'm going to say it blows a hole out of the floor right next to you guys now.
Fuck.
So just like great. 15
Sorry.
Feet in front of you.
Okay.
Yeah, it must have been weakened floor they hadn't built up yet.
So you don't get...
So like 15 feet in front of you.
Did I do that?
That's going to make it a lot more difficult. In fact, you probably have about 1 round before
shit.
You're claimed by the cold and void of outer space here at this point.
Holy
you mean
God.
Death.
Bits of metal start getting pulled off of this open hull. Crikey is probably surprised by that.
I know! Everyone's gotta die!
Turns back to the door. Beep, 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 beep.
All right,
beep,
come
beep.
On, now's your chance, door. Come on, do your thing. Do the thing that you do the best, which is open.
Telling P9L to do like a wave blast, if that makes sense. Like where he...
Strafing him.
Yeah, just to kind of like knock him back and get
sounds
him a little
ranged
further
heavy,
away from us.
Ranged heavy, just 2 purple.
The blaster carbine. So
yeah.
2 yellow, 2 green.
And let's spend another dark side point to make that 1 purple and 1 red, actually.
It's a crit on 3 advantage.
Mmm.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Great. 2
success, 1 threat.
That's 1 drink. And the 2 success, I think with your threat on that, you don't pull off the strafe, but you do just blow a hole right through a C-3PO torso. Just tumbles backwards.
Team.
We'll say there's 1 R2-D2 droid and 1 C-3PO droid left, and they're like up against the wall. Do you want to do the mechanics check?
Yep.
Okay, Bazza, let's see you do it.
Okay.
So you got 3 boost on that. The difficulty, however, 4 purple.
What?
Yeah.
No setback, though? So
no setback, so you're doing pretty good.
I think you're all right. 2 green, 2 yellow, 3 blue.
I don't know, we weren't okay that one time.
But that hole behind you guys is widening up some more. And
if I don't do this, we just die.
You guys will start probably taking a critical hit each round.
Probably.
Well, why don't we go ahead and do a light side point?
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, if you fail to get through on this, you guys are all going to take a critical hit. And you'll
can
just
I
keep
strain to help him?
No, I think this is it at this point.
Right.
Okay.
You've done all you can.
There we go.
Good.
Using my innate force abilities that haven't shown
come on, this button's sure to work at one point. Fuck.
3 success.
And 3... Advantage.
3
success,
3
advantage.
3 success.
Ooh.
3 advantage.
Yeah, nice.
All right.
I knew the button was going to work.
Yeah, that's right. He hits the button. The doors snap open. Data breaker falls off. Air shoots out of the room immediately as the door opens up. You guys get through. They close behind you. You breathe easy. You have a ton of advantage. What would that be?
My advantage is, what was the White Squadron guy's name that died?
Scum.
Let's say he didn't die. He fell into his A-wing.
Oh, no way.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Wow. So he bounces down, bounces again. But at the whole time, he's...
A-wing on his autopilot. Yeah,
he's got, he's typing, or he's shouting something into his astromech droid through his little comm link. Come around! R4, where are you? And then... Okay, so sweet. So he comes peeling around the helm in his A-wing real close, and he gives you, like, the thumbs up as he comes jetting by.
Yeah!
You guys are in the helm of the spaceship. It's all dark and quiet.
Uh-oh.
Just a total, like, you just hear the sounds of the servers kind of running a little bit. A couple of things, I guess, that would catch your eye is all the control panels are blinking bright red as it shows, like, major structural damage, crash course for the, sun, and all that. And then there's also you guys have no trouble going over to the panels with all your mechanics check, stopping the engine, shutting it down, things stabilize. It's adding another 6 months onto the construction time, but you managed to save it. Single red light on the comm panel. As you guys get over to that, you can see that it's set to an Imperial frequency. A distress signal has gone out to the Imperials.
They know where we are?
Shoot.
Yeah. Keep looking around. No Princess Leia. Hmm. No Claire Abovewood.
Oh, God.
What you do see instead is a single blue glowing orb about the size of a melon. Looks like it's glass.
Have you seen anything
white
like
cloudiness
that?
On it. Sure, you've seen one before. The first day of Life Day when you guys are invited to Chewie's house. It's the Life Day orb.
Oh.
The fuck?
We're literally saving Life Day.
The sacred communal orb that all Wookiees can use to travel through space and time. To travel to, I don't know, progenitor Life Day tree that all Wookiees celebrate. And all Wookiees gather together at this one tree and celebrate with the Life Day tree song. That's where they must have gone.
So we jump into the orb.
Let's go.
Okay. The three of you, four of you with P9L.
And five of you with Crikey.
Put your hands on the orb, and there's like a swirl. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. Until then, may the Force be with you.